Okay, Rabbi Isai. Shalom, Baruch, everyone.
We started
Hilchot Seder last week. I must tell you, do you realize how it can be Nageir this? I know someone, I don't want to tell you who it was actually, I'm a bit embarrassed, but someone had in a sukkah, like a little trap, hanging down from the schach. You can buy these little containers, it's got a little bit of honey inside, some sweet juice inside. And the bee goes in there, and he sucks a bit of the juice, gets caught, he can't fly out, and then eventually he dies. So the person who it happened to, he saw the bee inside there, and he was a bit worried for the bee, so he decides he's going to take it off the schach, take it outside into the garden. He emptied out the bee, and then he put the trap back onto the schach. Very nice idea what he did, actually, yeah? But nice, I didn't realize he did an ist of tzedon on Shabbat, on Yom, actually. When he took the trap off, it's finished. The maaser has no tzedah anymore. When he puts now the trap back on to the schach, he's done a maaser tzedah. No, you don't set it. So you set it before Shabbos. That happens all before Shabbos. There's no problem. It's not very pleasant while you're eating. You hear all the grinding going on there. I don't think it's very pleasant. There's no problem. It's not tzedah. There's no problem at all. No. There's no problem. It's not tzedah. But it's interesting. One has to be aware of this. That sometimes, you know, you think you're doing something completely innocent. You're being nice to the animal, to the bee, to let it out. You don't look so happy there, no? Yeah, but you put a new trap up for the next one. You've now set a trap for the next bee. It's an interesting thing. You've done an innocent action, but you set a trap up. You mummies put a trap up on Shabbos. It's like an example. I tell someone, no one wants to have this problem, but someone's got mice in the house, for example, right? So he goes, he's got some mouse traps, and he puts one up on Shabbos. He's done this on Seder. Okay, it might not be an Issa Dereisa, but it's not a Maisa of Seder. That's they set up a trap. That is an Issa of... What? Well, I missed that, sorry.
Are you over when you set the trap or when you catch the animal?
No, you're over when you set it. If the animal's going to go straight into the trap, mum, if you put the trap up and the animal goes straight in, which is not very common, that's an Issa Dereisa. If it's not going to run straight in, it's very likely it's going to get caught. It's a bomb. So to put a mouse trap up on Shabbos, I mean, even though you're not successful, but just to put them down is an Issa. I was wondering. No, the Issa is to do the Maisa Tzeder. You've done a Maisa of Tzeder. You put the trap. The trap is the Maisa Tzeder. Even though you didn't catch anything, the Chayyah is still over. The Chayyah, right? Yeah. Okay, may a quick sequel of what we learned last week. Very interesting. So we started last time when we started the Hilchot Tzeder. So we said. Introduction. So it's one of the Lama Tesmalachas. So the Issa Dereisa of Tzedah, we said, is to take an animal which was free and you trap it into such an area that's so confined that it's now very easy, it's under your jurisdiction. That means, obviously, if someone takes, for example, he catches a sheep. The sheep, for example, is running around in the Masikadas car park. And he opens the door here and he brings it into this room over here. This room here is not properly trapped, because even so, even though the sheep is in this room, it's not trapped minatora. I still have to run around to catch it. It's not being able to catch the rice, the possum, you can catch it in one swoop. That's called, that's now an Issa Tzedah. So you bring it into an area where you now can trap it in one catch. That is an Issa minatora of Tzedah. If a person brings an animal from the open into an enclosure, so he's restricted the freedom, he's done Issa Drabon. It's not Osim and Atoria, but it's Osim and Drabon. He mustn't do it. Restricting the movement of an animal is a problem. It must be, obviously, it's called restricted. That's posher. Someone's got a fly in this room, for example, and he closes the door. The door was open, and he comes and he closes the door. That's nothing. No one looks at it as though you trapped a fly here. You've not gained anything. The mice, by you closing the door, you've not gained anything. It's true, you stopped going outside the room. That's true. But at this present moment now, have you done anything? Have you made it more...
Yes, I've stopped the fly from flying out, so you can't escape. Just like with the sheep.
It's much less a fly. A fly is much harder. A fly is much harder to catch. A fly over here in this room, you can run out front tomorrow morning, you won't catch it probably. It's going to fly around. I don't think it's considered as a trap. There's a good point you're saying. The mice, you have restricted a bit, but it's so minimal, I think, that change, what you've done, that it's not called a problem of Tzedah. So again, Minat Torah, the trapping has to be, you've confined it mummies to a small area, to such a small area that it can't move around. I say every animal's going to be different. A cow, obviously, in a bigger area, there's more traps than a fly. Yeah, obviously. Every animal, you have to look at it to itself. What have you done? If you trap an animal to a loose area, that's an isra rabbon. To go from a loose area to a very narrow area where you can now catch it, that means, let's say it was in this room over here, for example, right? A sheep. So let's say it's not called trapped. And then I corner it, I partition the room off just to watch it over here to make it a very small area. That's an isra rabbon again. But to trap something which is loosely trapped, to make it still further more loosely trapped, that's no isra. That's an important point. That's what someone raised last week. That was an important point in the Moshe. Let's say someone said last week, an interesting point, he's got a Moshe fly in his bedroom. And the mice disturbs him in the night. So what he does is he's got an ensuite, so he opens the door of the ensuite, and the fly flies into that room, and then he shuts the door. That's nothing. It's also very loosely trapped. You've gone from loosely being trapped to another place where it's loosely trapped. You've not really done any major. That's not called an isra trapping. Okay? So it's important to know all these gedorim of what's called trapping. Trapping is either to be over the isra trapping, either you have to trap it into an area where it's so confined you can now catch it in one go. That's isra natura. If you bring an animal that was very completely free and you confine its space, even though it's still a big space, that's an isra rabbon. If you have a big area where the animal's confined, but you reduce the confinement, but it's still the animal can freely roam around, that's nothing. But if you reduce it to the area where it's so small that you've now trapped it, that's an isra rabbon of tzod. One other introduction we said last week was also that minatur, you only chayv seder if it's mino nitzad, if it's a sort of animal that's normally trapped. So we gave examples this last week. I'm not sure if they all still exist nowadays, but the examples we gave last time were deer, rabbits, guinea pigs, dogs and cats. All these things are very common to be trapped. People like to trap these things. It's very common. People play with them, or people use the skin of some of these things. Whatever it is, they've got a benefit of the actual animal itself being trapped. It's normally trapped. The animal is trapped for common things. That is an isra min haTorah of seder. Anything which is not normally trapped, it's not the derech to trap it. The only way you trap it is you don't want it. No one should fly. No one traps flies. He wants to eat them. I mean, maybe in China we start doing this now, I'm not sure. But imagine, generally speaking, well, these sort of insects, one doesn't trap, no one traps a fly because you want to use it. You want to stop it being a nuisance. That's what you do. That's not called you want it. You don't want it, really. So that's called flies. I've got so ants or moths, rats, mice, all these things normally, it's not a thing which is trapped. Even though we said last time, you go to these pet shops, the mice, they sell mice and rats there. But I don't know if it's the same or it's a different species. It's not the same min that one's running around your houses. Not your houses, but someone's houses. I don't know. It's an interesting point there. I'm not sure. Huh? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a different type. It's a different type, yeah. Someone said it's a different type of mice. It's not the... Sorry?
It must be different. Normally mice running around is full of diseases.
Yeah. They breed especially. It's a different sort of min. What is a different sort of min? That's a different thing. The normal rice, I'm saying the mice that people have in their houses, which they don't want, those ones are not an isra of seder. That's not min in itza. It's still osur b'drabon to catch it. You mustn't do it, but it's not osur min haTorah. Okay, one of them we didn't mention last time, that is, we just mentioned we started over here, which is important, and that is to set a trap into which an animal will go into is sod min haTorah. That means if the animal goes straight into the trap, that means, Lamosha, someone's got some lions not in his back garden, but somewhere in the field, and he digs a hole and he puts leaves on top of it, whatever. So if the animals are there, it's very likely within a very short time they're going to be trapped. That could be an isra natura of sod. That's very chomo. If it runs into it immediately, if it runs only later into it, that's called a groma. That's osur b'drabon to do. So any trap, setting any trap on Shabbos is osur to do.
How you started with about taking his bee's nest out of his sukkah. So what's he supposed to do with
it
when he gets outside? He puts it down there, he's hunting as much as he is in the sukkah.
No, he's not, because he's already trapped.
Oh, the first one he's left away.
Yeah.
Now what does he do with the
trap? Leave it, can't put it back on again, nothing to do.
Well, can he leave it in the garden?
Yeah, because there's, it's not, I don't know if there's a trap there. I mean, yeah. When it's hanging somewhere, the bees go there.
It's got something to attract.
So maybe the best is to pour the juice out. Make it not attractive anymore. Yeah, or cover it over, maybe. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, if you leave it in the garden, you're going to have a problem, you're saying. That's what you're asking. You're saying, even if you leave it in the garden, you moved it from your... No, definitely not. What do you mean? What's the
trap?
Yeah. He's saying the same thing. It's a good point. You're right. It's a good point. So the chayre, the best thing to do is to cover it over then. The marshal cover it over, that it can't be used anymore. The bee can't get caught in there.
It's also to do with the intention. When he leaves in the
That's also true. That's true as well. It's also a good point. It's consideration. Yeah, that's also true. You've also got a point, actually. When you hang out, it's much worse, actually. That's what we're going to speak about mummies now, actually. Yeah, that's true. When you hang it out, you mummies want to do it, just trap it. You want to do it, yeah. So now, let's talk about a fly in the room. So a person's got a fly in the room, which is a nuisance. Yeah? So, as we said before, Lechora, to close the door, Le Moshe, let's say that case I gave you before, Le Moshe, wait, you want to trap it into a smaller room, into the ensuite. Means your bedroom, you've got a fly in the bedroom, it's disturbing you. So you, someone's got an ensuite, he's got a toilet, something, he's got a room there where he can fly, and the light's on, the fly will go in there. So to put it, make the door open, let the fly go in there, and then shut the door, that's the chor, no problem at all, because you've got from a loose room, which is your bedroom, to another loose room, which also is not really called trap, the fly is not really called trap, it's a small area, in such a big area. So the chor, that is no problem whatsoever, that's what to do. Yeah? That, the chor, is not a problem at all. Yeah, that you could do. Shutting the door in that way is mutter to do. Are there any other ways you can do it? So the Ramah says an interesting thing here. This is the interesting halacha. This the Ramah brings in Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel. Why is someone's got like a little box? Let's just find the halacha. Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel. Someone's got a small box. Lochein yesh lizoy, says Ramah. One should be careful. Sheloy lisko teva katana or listo im kedim shazvuvim boi b'shabbos. Someone's got a little box and he sees some flies flying around in it. So now he doesn't want them coming out. So he wants to close the lid. And let's say there's very small holes so they won't die. Otherwise, you've got a problem with shochet. If you kill the animal, someone's got a bee, the moshel, or an animal on the table. He takes a glass and he puts it over the insect. So he's done two isra in their pastures. He's done one is sod, he's now trapped it. Because now it can't fly out. It's a mummy's a confined area, yeah? And number two is going to kill it. It's going to suffocate. It's got no oxygen. It's going to die. So he's done two other areas there. So to put a glass over an animal, an insect or whatever that's on the table, that is a serious problem.
Even for a short time, let's say you want to take that out of the
garden. I was not sure about this. This is an interesting point. I was wondering about this. Let's say, for example, okay, let's hold on 1 minute because I'm coming to the mummy now. So the remorse case over here, someone's got a box. And inside the box are some flies. So the Ramah says, can you close the lid? It's a small box we're talking about. We're talking about a small box. So the Ramah brings the first shita the Ramah says is osur to do on Shabbos. They have a psik ratio shiot sudusham. That's a psik ratio of trapping. That's not allowed. Now the thing is, you must realize, it's interesting what's going on over here, Ramah. So as soon as you open that lid, they're going to fly out. But I think that, as far as I understand, the first shit to hold is that most people will look at what you've done now as an act of trapping. As far as you had flies that could fly out. By you putting the lid back down again, you've now trapped it. That is called trapping. The Ramah says that's also to do on Shabbos. If it's a very big box, where they can, even when you, that's not called trapping, it's a big area, they can fly around, that's not called. But if it's a small box, the Ramah calls that trap, and that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Then the Ramah carries on, yesh makirin b'mokoyim, some are makel, if it's in a box, which I just said to you now, which if you'd open the lid, it would fly out. Because even though they're trapped now, but as soon as you open the lid to actually physically hold them, they're going to fly out. So it looks like, I don't know, I'm not sure what the two shits are arguing about. The first shit of holes, it looks like that at the end of the day, you've done a meister tzeder. When you close that lid, you trap them. Even though when you open it to try and actually physically hold them, you can't get it. But the fact is, everyone looks at what you've done now as a meister of seder. You've actually restricted the animals flying around. That's called seder. The other shitter seems to hold that's not called seder, because when you actually physically want to pick them up, they're going to fly away. Oh, so that's an interesting, yeah, but that's, so the meister, the Ramah's machme here. And the Mishnah Berurah says one should be machme in this case. One should be machme like this, the Mishnah Berurah says. Yes, Makin, who does it here? He says the meister, the consensus is to be machme over here. Habach posul ha-hachme kederi shoyna. The Bach is machme like the first shitter. The chena mogen avroam. Al-Kain, yes, Leroy. So he says an interesting thing over here. Leroy is la-friachas vuhin. One should make the flies fly away from the box. That means you've got some flies in your box. Before you close the lid, the ideal thing to do is to make sure the flies fly out. So now you're going to do it. Now you're asking, where is this negea? I'm just thinking where this is relevant to. Sometimes you can have it in a dustbin. Sometimes people can have sometimes flies in a dustbin. And you've got a lid on your dustbin. But you have to know what's happening over here, because you must remember, over here, there are more passages talking about where you want to trap the insects over here. He's talking about you don't want them flying around, so you trap it. Most people, when they close their dustbin lids, they're not interested in trapping flies. They don't want the smell of the rubbish. It doesn't look nice. That's really better. We'll see about this better or something. That really could be better. So that one has to know. But the ideal thing is someone's got a fly in a box, a small box, to close that box over it. It's Oster to do.
Aye, master, you made a master say that I closed the dustbin lid. You've got half a dozen flies inside.
Yeah, so you have to know what I have to
say.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. But you have to see what I have to say. Yeah.
Even though you don't want it, but the master's
I've got a few attempts, but ratio, that's where I come to the jump. One thing I want to tell you with the flies that we're speaking about also, I'll tell you an answer you could do, which the chur is interesting. Really, you don't want to catch these flies over here, yeah? What you could do is you could put the marshal a saucer on the table and put, let's say, a bit of honey or liquid, sweet liquid, on that saucer. When the fly comes to that saucer, is it definitely it's going to get trapped? No, because you could sit on the saucer carefully and put its little legs out, wherever it is, and suck the juice without being trapped in it. Therefore, it's not definite it's going to be trapped. Once that happens, let's say you see the fly sitting on that saucer, and it's actually going for the drink, then you could lift up the saucer and take it out. Because it's not signature that the fly is going to be trapped in this way, because it's easy, the fly could easily sit on the side of the saucer and just suck up as it's sitting there, the actual liquid.
Why is it a muxa?
It is a muxa, but it's tilted on outside. You're moving indirectly this fly. You're quite right. The fly is muxa.
You're going to saucer. Saucer as well. You wouldn't use that saucer now, would you? Because it's not very much.
First of all, you can wash that saucer afterwards, yeah? And it's not unusable, the saucer, but you can wash it and still use it. I mean, you wouldn't drink from there. It's true. You wouldn't drink from it. But in my sense, it's got a liquid inside that, which is it's considered not food. So the mice, you could put the food in the saucer and carry the saucer out. To use a cup, a deep cup, that could be a bit more serious. Why? Because there, it's very likely the bee's going to get caught in there. It's an interesting point. What I have to know about it. It's a very interesting point. A deep cup, it's very likely the bee's going to go in there, suck the liquid, and they're going to get caught. That means it's very hard for the bee in such a situation to be able to suck up without getting caught in there. It's very likely it's going to drown in there, or the honey jar, let's say, for example. A honey jar is also possible for the bee to sit on the honey jar and just lick round the sides. So if it's not a signature, it's not definite, it's going to happen to get caught, then there's no problem. A cup with liquid in could be worse. So again, anywhere you want to put a saucer out with a bit of a sweet stuff on it, where the fly can come to it and suck a little bit of the sweet stuff and then go out, then one can do that. While it's busy sucking, you can take the saucer away. And like I said, there's no problem with mucks over here because you're moving the whole thing together and that honey's not called, it's still called kosher, it's the food, and one can move it out and leave it outside in the garden or put it wherever you want. When you use a cup and you put liquid inside, that's more of an issue because there it's very likely the animal's going to get caught in there. That could be worse. Therefore, that the chayyim one should not do. So other than that, I mean, you can blow it. I mean, another answer would be to take a newspaper, for example, and to wave it by the fly and hopefully the fly will go out. You can open the door and make sure the door's open, wide open, so the fly goes out. There's no opposite of seder. Seder is to trap it, to untrap an animal, to open doors and the fly flies out. 100% much. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So if someone's got a fly in his house, there's a few answers we just said away what you can do. One answer is to confine it to a smaller area, but not so small that it's considered trapped. That means you take it to an ensuite, for example, that would be all right. Another answer would be to put it onto, take a little cut, a little saucer, put a bit of liquid, sweet stuff on the liquid or a bit of juice on there, where hopefully the fly or the bee will nibble on it, and then you'll be able to take it out. Or another thing is to wave it with a newspaper or towels. Obviously, you mustn't hit it, because if you hit it, you'll kill it. But you must try and move it, direct it to go out, open the door, make sure it goes out. That way it's all right. All right, wait a second.
Using the cup, you inspire it.